Good morning at 9:09, and we've already hit 80. I'm Larry Long. Welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Florist and Garden Center at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And now, here's your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Beautiful morning.
It is. It's going to be a little warmer, but
it
still.
It is. If you want to get anything done outside, you might want to head out there.
Theater started now. Yeah. Well, a little breeze this morning.
Anyway. Good.
So, hey, good morning, everybody. And, Larry, you carefully get some hands dirty.
Well, let's do it, Andy.
You bet. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. Beautiful, sunny, kind of question mark skies today on the horizon. We always say that in Michigan, right? Sunny sky is always on the horizon. I hope God fared well with your garden this week. I think we did. Eli and I were out picking last night, finding huge broccoli, fresh raspberries. I swear they tasted the best ever, probably because they're from our garden. Stay tuned. I'll actually keep you informed in the next up-and-coming weeks as far as the crop. I think they're all, I'll say, kicking butt because of all the Dairy Dew top dressing we did this spring. And they are, all of these items are not stretched like I had put a whole lot of nitrogen on them. They just look huge. The plants look good and healthy. I'm fairly impressed. And along with using the mics, I used the tree and shrub, and it really made a lot of things really kick very nicely. I really see in a great harvest possibly this year. Top dressed the raspberries in early May with Dairy Dew, and they're doing very nice with starting to pick both red and black coming on. So as the garden flourishes, so do the weeds. So let's, as our chores get longer, let's take a look at a few things that we need to work out this week. If those weeds are taking action and they're taking over, I went ahead with double play for the driveway this week, killing out everything in the area that I know I'm not going to have to replant. So double play is good for pre and post emergent as far as a kill. Fence rows, driveways, gravel areas, areas where you know you're not planting vegetables or you don't want a return of those weeds for, I think it's up to 3 months. So getting those weeds under control out in the garden, we did a weed-free zone and just made sure, along with kills all painted it right on the plant and tried not to hit the plants, the other ones at all. Had a really nice crop of strawberries. Problem was, couldn't harvest them fast enough. So our nice little black and yellow beetle, they're called sap beetle, and the tarnished plant bug, which makes like the little contorted or condensed seeds all twisted at the bottom or the sides of the fruit. Or I had slugs. Probably should have used pyrethrum to control. Taking care of that problem, I probably would add a bigger harvest. And just to add to the joy of living out in the country, Larry, we had a nice crop of coons come in the strawberries.
Sure.
You know, a little
yes, they love those.
Buffet, you might as well. Easy pickings. Mm-hmm. So coons get into them and, of course, left their number here and there as they were eating them. And, of course, I didn't see that until I was on my hands trying to harvest them. And it's like, whoa, Eli's like, Dad, over here. So wanted to make sure and know that probably need to get a fence around them so that doesn't happen again. Spittlebug is everywhere right now. It actually is on coneflower, Shasta daisies, and actually looks like somebody almost spit on the plant. Don't worry. They're just sucking the life out of your plant. I'm just kidding.
Nothing to worry about. Nothing.
No worry. You can just hear it as we speak. Fertilome, broad-spectrum insecticides, going to take care of that. Really what it is they are going to suck a lot of the juices out of that tip of that plant. Ticks are quite plentiful this year. Even after a heavy shower last night, Larry, working outside all day, I still found one attached to me that was,
really?
Had been on there for a couple
all
hours.
Right, let's take a little break here, and I want to ask you about those a little bit more, if we could. If you have a question for Andy this morning, give us a call, 382-4280, or toll free, 877-382-4280.
Where do you go to get professional plant advice and the best quality plants available in our area? Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, of course. Waddell's has Michigan certified nursery specialists, Scott's trained lawn pros, and master gardeners on staff to help you choose the right plants for your area or help diagnose what may be wrong with your existing plants. Stop in to see for yourself. You'll find the best selection of trees, shrubs, perennials, evergreens, and any products and tools you may need to care for your outdoor living area. You'll also find the plant doctor who can help you with a bothersome weed, an irritating insect, or a sick plant. Do you have concerns about your lawn, trees, perennial, or vegetable plants? Do you have Japanese beetles, aphids, a watering problem? Bring in a sample of the plant and some soil from around it to get an accurate assessment of the problem and a prescription for control and prevention techniques. You can also bring in a one-cup sample of your soil to get a free pH test. Waddell's Plant Doctor is always in and ready to help you. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
And we are back with Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell, and we were discussing ticks. And now, I was saying that you don't just pull them off, right, because the head stays in there, and that's when the infection can happen. And we were talking about the old adage of lighting a match, blow it out, and touch it on their butt, and they're supposed to back out. But that apparently isn't the way it works either. Well, I've always wondered how you get those things off safely.
Yeah, and I'll say that if you have a squibbling dog or a, you know, something you're trying to hold down, you're trying to pull one off him, he's trying his best to hold still. It can be a real challenge trying to get that, you know, a wooden match head up to that to that little insect. Try your best to try to back them out. I've also heard, Larry, on the dog's skin, a little baking soda and salt.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
And that's just a natural remedy that you can rub into the skin that the insect or the tick wants to back out of. So,
right.
Yeah, I do have an answer, 38 plus or high yield bug blaster. If you have the issue, go around the yard and spread that and get rid of those ticks in high areas where the dog runs. Just when he comes back, go ahead and take a few minutes and pull him. We have frontline on the dog, and if he's running through the fields, they're gonna come on him. You know, it's kind of natural if you're out in the country. So
true.
Yeah, you want to.
We've got a call on the line here. Looks like Mary calling in. Good morning, Mary. You're on the air.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing just great, Mr. Waddell. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Had a real good crop of strawberries this year,
mm-hmm.
and already had those babies running.
Mm-hmm.
The babies are running around,
the
runners. Just wondering, I'd like to take those and move them to another area, and when should I do that?
Yep. You already said, Mary, you've had the good crop, haven't you? All right? So now that mother plant has really expended its energy, it's going to slow down. Perfect time to pop those out. Go ahead and pull those runners off. Either reset them back into a row or make a new row by itself and mulch them with straw. You're taking that mother plant then and letting it regenerate instead of letting all that new growth going off to the babies.
Now, when should I fertilize the mother plant?
You got it. And so and that's what we were talking about the other night. We sometimes say, well, don't feed when they're fruiting.
Right.
But if they're past their point, now would be a good time. If you're trying to get a summer or a fall crop going again on them, and we will, just ourselves, we'll have more fruit later this summer. I was going to put some Espoma plantone on them soon. It's that way you know you're building the energy. And, yeah, if you have a few strawberries left that might come on, they might get a little mushy, but you'll get more energy in that plant and have a better later summer crop.
Sounds good.
Pull those runners if you can. You'll notice that those long stringers sometimes have little runners themselves that have little hairs. So I like to take that runner, cut it right back off at the mother plant, leave all that stem on that little shoot.
Okay.
All
righty. Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Waddell.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
And it looks like our next caller is Jean. Good morning, Jean.
Hi.
Hey, Jean.
I was just wondering, do chipmunks eat vegetable plants? Because I have a fence around my garden, and I've pretty much put a lot of chicken wire around it, but I did have a mama rabbit and a baby rabbit in there, but I put chicken wire around my red pepper plants because I noticed they were getting nibbled,
mm-hmm.
and they were still getting nibbled, and we put more chicken wire around my green beans and stuff, and some of them come up, a lot of them didn't,
mm-hmm.
and the ones that did come up are gone. So I was just wondering if chipmunks or something else smaller would be eating that.
And is the plant is shaved off at the ground, ma'am?
If no.
The plant is cut or just the fruit is gone?
Just the top of the leaves.
The top of the leaves. Okay. Would chipmunks be drawn to the plant itself more so than the harvest of it? Probably not so much. Are they herbivore, carnivore? Really, they'll be drawn to what we all know, probably nuts more so. But they mm-hmm. are going to look for the harvest or the fruit of that. Would they be drawn mm-hmm. to foliage itself? Probably not so much. They might disturb it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to be drawn to that plant itself. Now, have you tried, not on the plant, but near it, ma'am, like the Repelix? Or,
no, yeah, I haven't.
That Repelix is a natural. You run a barrier around that fence, you'd be very surprised. It will take care of a lot of those little rodents. And it's not going to kill them. It's just going to deter them and mm-hmm. drive a circle around that area or a mm-hmm. square. You'd be surprised at the results.
Oh, what about squirrels? Do they eat anything? I know they were eating my green tomatoes.
Again, I think they're going to be wanting to go to that mm-hmm. harvest. So, yes, you are right. Oh. On the tomatoes, they're going to probably see where you're going to see nuts inside or little seeds from that, and that's what they're drawn to.
Okay.
You know, just like what we were talking about earlier with the strawberries with the coons, they're going to be drawn to the seeds in there and trying to get something in there in their belly. So
mm-hmm.
Compared to, could you maybe find some animal instead, maybe finding a bug that's on that plant?
I looked, but it's just so much was sheared off at the top and the leaves. I mean, it's like they took the top right off
mm-hmm.
and I know there's no deer in there.
Yeah, it could be cutter bee, though. You know, there's,
yep,
and I like to put bug getta right around the base of the plants itself.
Okay.
Yep, you never know. Sometimes peppers will be sliced right off, and it'll look like a rabbit, and it's not.
Okay.
So I'm just making a couple other examples without seeing it. Next time you see something sliced off, what angle on it? If it's cut on a nice angle, chances are those little teeth are still probably from a rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Gene. Have a good day.
All right, and we're going to come right back in a moment, and we'll chat with Phyllis after this word. And if you have a question for Andy today, give us a call, 382-4280. You're toll free, 877-382-4280.
Areas in your landscape that could use some more color? Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has over 750 varieties of perennials. Check out the daylily, salvia, and coreopsis plants. Weddell's rose bushes will add color to your outdoor living area throughout the summer. Their entire selection of over 75 varieties include disease-resistant home-run shrub roses, climbing roses, tea roses for cutting to make bouquets, miniatures, and more. And right now, they're all on sale. Weddell's has about the best selection ever of bright-blooming hydrangea shrubs. There's the new wedding gown hydrangea, Twist and Shout, the re-blooming pink lace cap, endless summer blue, white Annabelles, and many other hydrangea varieties. To add a bright spot in any garden or container, check out the fresh shipment of annuals at Weddell's. Red salvia, pink petunias, white vinca, and many more choices are available in the extra large size, and they're now just $3.99. Talk to Weddell's plant specialist. They'll help you find the right plants for your sunny or shady outdoor living area. Weddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
It is 9:23. Once again, here's your host for Over the Garden Fence, Andy Weddell.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We're just going on from strawberries this morning.
Uh-huh.
Little problems in the garden with plants disappearing. And maybe we can take a call from Phyllis. She's got a comment on the tick.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning. I wondered if you might want a couple ideas about how to remove a tick.
Sure.
Oh, we'd love it.
From the skin.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is to, I have been told, I don't know if it's true, that a tick actually screws its head into your skin. So if you take a pair of tweezers and unscrew him, he'll come out with his head off.
I've never heard that one.
I haven't tried that. I haven't had that much success with that. But I cover them with nail polish. It cuts off their air supply. And after, 5 minutes or so, you can pull them out and the head comes out because they're dead then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it just makes a covering on them, and then the nail polish hardens,
sure.
doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and it'll come right off because the nail polish is hard. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could do that with an animal instead of trying to pull them off, Larry, because it's hard, Phyllis, to get, like I was saying, to get that little match head on that tick through the skin and through
yeah.
the hair of a dog that's squirming around.
Yeah, and by that time, the match head's cold anyway.
So. that's what yeah. I always thought, too, yeah.
Well, Phyllis, thanks for the comment.
Yes, I appreciate
I'll
that.
Remember that.
You're welcome.
All right, have a
I
good
know.
Day. Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that the issue is, as an animal, check them. When your kids are playing, check them when they come in, or have them check themselves. You know, on the backside, one of the employees that was just out landscaping the other day had one on the back of his leg. Just by chance, they'll attach. So getting away from the ticks, let's go into insect that we hadn't had the last couple years. But working on a brick area, I was kneeling in the lawn the other day, and near the lawn, things and I hate to say it, Japanese beetles are starting to come out. I must have been near an area where they were emerging. They ended up being all over 5 or 10 an hour trying to swat them away, just like the June bug late at night. So go at them now. Try to get a little jump start. Japanese beetles congregate. And if it's almost like telling their friends, hey, Andy's got a great garden. He doesn't do anything with it. Go ahead and come on over. So am I saying traps or lure? I'm saying more like spinosad or triple action plus or neem oil. One of those will definitely work as far as taking care of those Japanese beetles. I was surprised. Last couple of years, I haven't seen any issues too bad. But you know what? If I have a few around me, they'll be on our raspberries, grapes, any Crimson King maple, any plum or burgundy leaf foliage other than ninebark. They'll destroy roses, so just a couple ideas on go at them now. I want to comment a few minutes ago on Mary with the strawberries, too. Right now, we have, with some of the problems with some of the insects that come on, we need something that you can still feel safe about eating that product once you are trying to take care of the bug. Now, we have a fruit fly right now that is attacking raspberries, goes right into the kernel of the raspberry itself. It's a fruit fly that will take down strawberry crop very easy. But takedown or triple action is something you can spray today, eat today. We need something that we feel comfortable knowing that we can harvest and feel comfortable about. Would there be a wash-off? Of course there would be, but it's a product that is that safe for us. Made with pyrethrum and canola oil, so it's a natural product. So they're improving, and items that we have comfortable knowing that we're trying to take care of the insect and at the same time taking care of us. Now, Japanese beetles, in a second, Larry, we could go to a break, but just like Japanese beetles, we have rose chafer that looks very similar, does the same damage in the lawn, but it's a color a little bit longer, like a tan, and enjoys lawns like mine, Larry.
I remember them. That, my dad, we used to battle the rose chafers, yep, yes.
They love lawns with no irrigation. And I, at the moment, trying to irrigate the plants, trying to irrigate the garden, I don't always irrigate the lawn. So
sure.
That's another item right now. Spinosad or Triple Action Plus if you're trying to battle the lawn, trying to take care of and get a nice fresh lawn. So when we come back, maybe we can talk about annuals and maybe as summer progresses, maybe some holes in the yard.
That sounds good. And, of course, we've always got time for your calls and welcome them. 382-4280 or toll free 877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence. We'll be right back on 590 WKZO.
Wouldn't the sound of trickling water add a beautiful, relaxing dimension to your outdoor living area? Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, fish, supplies, and ideas you need to build the waterfall, stream, or pond of your dreams. For color in your water feature, Weddell's has a great selection of water plants, including water hibiscus, iris, horsetail, papyrus, and water lilies. For interest in your water feature, add fish. Weddell's carries many sizes and varieties of koi in your choice of beautiful colors. And of course, you'll want some rocks around your water feature. Weddell's carries dozens of varieties of interesting and unique rocks for around ponds, waterfalls, and streams. Weddell's Natural Stone is sold in bulk so you can get just the amount you want. Whether you're just getting started or you're an experienced water gardener, Weddell's is your source for solar pump kits that work in any bird bath or pond, waterfall kits, statuary, and even how-to books. Enjoy the world of water gardening. It's relaxing, fun, and easier than you think with advice from the water gardening experts at Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And welcome back. It is 9:30. You're listening to Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO. Once again, here's your host, gardening expert, Andy Weddell. Andy?
Hey, thank you. And as long as we've got a second, this morning I want to invite you down to the store. We have a couple things going on, and we have our Iris Society, Kalamazoo chapter, is having their judging today, and your vote counts. And so if you want to swing down, I know they'll be setting up this morning, and stop in, look at the flower, look at the color, look at the style and the size of the bloom, and you can end up putting your vote in to be part of the judging. Number two, we're doing a summer series, seminar series. So this morning we're doing container gardening on whether it be aquatic, edibles, perennial and ornamentals. I'll be doing that at 11 o'clock this morning, and just love to have you down to the store this morning. So earlier we were talking about annuals when we took a break. With all the rain that we've had the last couple weeks, a lot of food has leached through the soil. Are those annuals maybe looking a little peaked? Now's the time to feed. Go ahead and get some dessert for those plants. 9598 is the formula that we have with Root and Bloom, made by Fernalome. It kicks those plants in, whether it be for hydrangeas or your vinca or for your impatiens. And as spring progresses and early summer comes on, and I'll tell you, right now it's coming on with a beautiful one, I might say. Is there gaps in your landscaping? Do they need filling? Did the blooms not last as long as the tag says? Well, that's okay. Come on down to Weddell's. That's what's cool about Weddell's, is that we just keep bringing in new plants as we sell down. Fresh stock of ornamental and shade trees just came in this week. Fresh shrubs, including dozens of varieties even, of hydrangeas, weigelias, and even new spireas of all different kinds. A new spirea that we've had for a few years called Daphne or Alpina spirea. Everybody's familiar with varieties of spirea, but a lot of them get big. Even little princess spirea is not little. Daphne or Alpina is the most compact of all the spireas, maxing out under 18 to 24 inch, nice blooms, and on sale this weekend. Heard one of the ads a few minutes ago, new hydrangeas like Wedding Gown, Pistachio, Double Delight, City Line, all new crop with all new flowers. Come on down and have one of the girls or gals, guys, show you those new hydrangeas. Wedding Gown, for me, is probably one of the stunning, most stunning hydrangea flowers I've seen. So fun item of the week. Larry, sometimes you got to have a little fun in the garden.
Absolutely.
So, we have a tennis racket, battery-powered fly swatter. Oh, yeah. And in midair, oh, yeah, Larry, zap. And so when the house fly, right now there must be a decent crop of them coming on, because few of them here and there on the screens, all you have to do instead of the fly swatter where you aim and you almost get them every time, that fly swatter is about, the tennis racket's about twice the size, 9-volt battery. All you have to do is swing towards them, fly swing, gone.
Okay.
And then, so.
Loaded for bear, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice when you got a skeeter and it's flying around you and you can't get it. Plant of the week, I talked about those hydrangeas a few minutes ago, but we've got sometimes it's hard to get shade items. And as everybody's yard gets a little bit bigger, all the plants get a little bit larger, trees get a little bit taller, everybody's plant requests change. And a lot of that would be for shade. So we got in some very nice clump specimen witch hazel. So in a spot, maybe where originally that crabapple, or maybe you were going to use another ornamental tree and now it's gotten a lot of shade, that witch hazel would be an ideal understory plant. Also this week, plant of the week, I saw in the nursery this week some very nice clump and single stalk Korean dogwoods. Single stalk is called Venus. It is the largest of the flowers of all of our dogwoods, probably almost all of our flowers themselves, other than hibiscus flower. This will get a small teacup, saucer-sized flower, bigger than my hand, probably 6 inches across. Venus dogwood, I've said before, will almost have double bracts on its flower when it comes on. And this year, if you guys notice, a lot of dogwood really took a beating, and Korean dogwood really did not. And it really comes back. Now, my Venus dogwood at our house did not flower very much this year due to the, I think we registered 24 below. But what a nice plant instead of some of the other varieties of dogwood that really struggle. Product of the week, I thought, was our Primo grills. I've seen some many of them go out this week. And one person was commenting on the quality of the dinner that was prepared out of one of them when I was talking to a client. Mark has moved a few of them through the store this week, and they're a great addition to maybe the grill that you might give your kid or pass on to the family member. It's going to be a durable ceramic cast, and so you can do direct and indirect heating. You can be able to have your meat seared and cooking, and have your vegetables and your, whether it be taters and carrots and Brussels sprouts off to the right, different layers, and then also with the heat trap, with your vent system, a lot of times your charcoal, a bag of charcoal, the natural charcoal that we sell, will last the life of one of your tanks of gas. So equivalent to an 8-pound tank of gas that would last you most of the summer, so will that bag of charcoal, because when that, it's almost like a flue system or the vent system. When the Primo grill, you want to shut it down, you can shut the vent system down, fire cools down, and instead of burning out that charcoal that I'm used to, like in a Weber grill. Now, I know in that holes in the yard, in the shade, I know I was talking about witch hazel, and I was talking about dogwood. This week on Westnage Hill, I have worked with a client that 3 times now we have lost plants that are in a lot of shade. And we had a meeting a couple weeks ago about dry shade compared to wet shade. Sometimes people will think that shade definitely is always moist and cool, and a lot of times the large trees overcome and win out every time. Perennials, hemlock, a lot of plants end up really struggling. So my suggestion is maybe come down to the store. For starters, walk through the nursery and pick some items that are really tough. Things like alpine currant would probably tolerate a lot more abuse than you'd be surprised of. Is it that showy? No. Is it a nice plant that will hold itself during the summertime as far as green foliage, durable, won't drop because of the drought underneath the shade area? Sure will. Chokeberry, another good plant. Grow low sumac, fine line buckthorn. Those are all plants that will tolerate a lot of abuse and come back for more. But if you have a situation where it is too dry, Larry, you have any kind of garden at your house?
No, I don't have the green thumb. I never, my dad did, I don't.
Yeah. More and more people, I think, if you're always busy and you don't have the time of day, more and more drip irrigation is starting to happen. And it's where that person, you can set a timer off your garden hose and run a drip system that is on a little timer.
Sure.
So in a shade situation, you have plants that are maybe struggling, can't get the water out to them. Like that situation on Weston Chill, we have end up putting an estimate together where we're just going to run irrigation over to the plants. After 2 times, the landscaper has put in some very nice plants each time, and both times did not make it due to the competition of the neighbor's trees. nothing you can do, but the trees always win out. More root structure, more able to drink up the water, more able to take on the sunlight and the photosynthesis. So that drip irrigation is not something you end up having to have a sprinkler company do. If you ever just took some dimensions of your yard or of the garden, we can map it out for you. You'd be very surprised. We have nice little kits that start around $30 that you could put a nice little yard together with that drip irrigation. Put a timer on it, then you can kind of go to work, come and go. And I think I've said before how I put all my hanging baskets at our house, all on a drip irrigation with a timer, so I don't burn them up like I did a few years ago, which is kind of cool. So, go to a break, Larry.
Let's take a little break.
Take a call. Anybody wants to call
sure,
in?
Sure, we got a couple of minutes left. We could probably squeeze one in. 382-4280, 877-382-4280.
Where do you go to get professional plant advice? Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, of course. With all the moisture lately, weeds, plant diseases, and insects have been running rampant. Check the leaves on your vegetable plants, shrubs, perennials, and roses. If you see spotty and yellowing, bring some leaf samples in to Weddell's plant doctors. Chances are they'll prescribe Fertilome fungicide or insect control to be applied soon before your plant's overall health is affected. Black vine weevils have been eating holes in rhododendrons and other landscape plants. Weddell's experts recommend Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench. If your problem is crabgrass, Weddell's lawn pros recommend Fertilome Weed Out with Q, the easy, economical answer to both invasive crabgrass and broadleaf weeds. If your vegetable and flower plants are having trouble with four-line plant bug or a host of other insects or diseases, get all-natural Fertilome Triple Action. You can get help with bothersome weeds, irritating insects, or sick plants from the plant doctors at Weddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And we are back, and we got a couple of minutes left. Let's take a call from Deb. Good morning, Deb. You're on the air.
Hey, Deb. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. How can I be of help today?
Well, we're redoing our lake house, and we want to put in a sprinkler system, and, you know, for the, like you said, not burning things, not that good of plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about, I had a guy out yesterday, and he looked at it, and he basically goes, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, it looks like you've got 4 zones. That'll be this amount. Is that all there is to it, or should I worry about, I mean, some people say, well, you want to go with somebody that, you know, just makes circles in the grass, and you have to be really careful with who you get, and I don't know about doing it yourself. But we don't have a yard in yet, so we're very flexible.
Okay, all right. Well, for starters, I know that lawn heads don't necessarily do a whole lot of favor to certain plants. And so as you are starting to work in your landscaping, maybe that's a spot where you might find out in your estimate from him, hey, what kind of heads did you put in for us? Is that something, just like you said, Deb, is that just going to make a circle in my yard and spray on the outside edge? I see sometimes, Deb, where that has the burning effect in the middle because the irrigation's not even hitting that full circle. I would say that your different systems like Hunter or Toro or Rainbird, I think, are all pretty reputable names. I think I would find out, is my zones all overlapping to a point where could I change them out? So as plants get older, some plants don't like heavy irrigation, others love it. You know, a blue spruce, as you get going, Deb, is not going to want the heavy irrigation of a zone system. Irrigation could, you can tap into those zones. Is that something you could ask him also and say, hey, could we put the landscaping on a separate zone? So as it gets older, I could have maybe the rhododendron that doesn't need the water be taken off and the, you know, say the willow or the spirea wanting the water being hooked onto it.
Okay, so it is kind of important. I mean, I'll have a landscape plan, so and I know misters and different things like that. That's about all I know. So, gosh, I appreciate your help telling me what to ask and asking the brand you said as well that he's planning on using.
Yep. I would think, too, you'd want to find out, can these zones be rain-friendly so it can run, turn on and turn off? How much will that is it an efficient system? I'm sure there's other heads that will run more efficiently than others and still give me the gallon per hour that will give approximately 1 inch a week is what you're going to want on a lawn. And so I'm just trying to think of some of the things that I would be asking for when I was getting that estimate too at the same time.
I'm sorry, I have one more question. He talked about pulling it up from the lake rather than upgrading our pump to handle it. What do you think about that?
He
said it's like $1,100 pump, but it's really worth it in the long run to pull it up from the lake and the nutrients from the lake go on your lawn and everything.
Deb, I like that idea, but you got to make sure there's a filter system so the iron is not going to hurt the house itself. So, Deb, we got to cut it short.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us today for Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Join us again next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence. Up next, your financial planner with Ron Weiser on 590 WKZO.